every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Essentially, about a 2%
carbon agenda.
Well, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, we'll be hearing about Get Set for Growth, a new Convergence-funded project. First, here's Matthew Clark with the news headlines.
Inox Group, the company behind a £400 million development on the edge of Truro, has criticised Truro City Council for mounting a legal challenge to planning permission that was granted earlier this year. Cornwall Council approved plans for the scheme, which included 1,500 new homes back in July, but the City Council wants a judicial review. Truro City Council lost a similar legal challenge against the Truro Eastern District Centre proposal in August, and Inox has accused it of wasting taxpayers' money with this latest challenge. Clayworks' commitment to the so-called clean technology sector has been recognised after it was awarded a place on Clean and Cool Mission Brazil. Along with 16 other British businesses, the Lizard-based company will fly out to Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo next month for a week-long trip to foster partnerships between British clean tech companies and Brazilian government agencies and investors. According to the latest quarterly economic survey published by the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce, more than half of businesses polled expect profits to grow over the coming year. It also reports that 21% of businesses have increased their staff, with the same figure expecting to increase over the next quarter. The South West renewable energy industry converged on the House of Commons this week for a special reception to promote the region's green energy sector on the national stage. The renewable energy industry directly employs 10,000 people in the South West, with over a gigawatt of installed capacity. And with entries closing for this year's Hub Awards, which take place at Truro's Alverton Hotel on November the 28th, we're talking to one of the judges. Tim Bryant's on the panel.
Really, what we look for, the judges look for, and I must say it's a real privilege to be asked again this year to be a judge for the Hub Awards. It is the Dynamic Business Network, and because of that, that's what we're looking for, dynamic business people. What we're looking for are really the ones to watch. I think everybody, year on year, once the winners are unveiled at the Hub Awards, which is an infamous event in the Cornish business calendar, everybody just thinks, do you know what? Yeah, I can see that. That's they are actually the ones to watch. And that's the real question you've got to ask yourself in terms of entering. And that's, of course, what we're thinking of as judges. We're looking for passion. We're looking for knowledge of the business, that entrepreneurial spirit. We've got lots of that within Cornwall. And, of course, attention to detail. So it's not going to be a walk in the park. We'll be asking a lot of searching questions about why each individual feels that they deserve the award, because it is a real privilege to be awarded a Hub Award.
7 days.
It's great to hear there's always new ways to get advice in Cornwall about getting help on funding. There's a new way, and it's called Get Set for Growth, which is assessing money and markets. And it's being run by Heather Coupland, and you are a business finance advisor. Just tell me about what this project is.
We're basically a new service that's based in Truro, covering the whole of Cornwall. We're funded by ERDF, and it's a free service to the clients. We're looking for small and medium-sized businesses who are looking for finance sources, etc. We've got a marketing team, marketing and sales, who can give you some strategic forward planning, and a finance team who can basically make sure that your business is looking right from the cash flow point of view, from your business plans, etc., and we can help you find the source of finance that you need to move forward and grow your business.
And how is this different from other funding advice?
Well, the service, first of all, is free of charge. It's, as I say, it's part of Convergence. And it's there basically to support businesses of all types of businesses, small through to medium in Cornwall, who are looking to grow and employ people.
So how can people get this advice from you? How do they get in touch?
They can give us a call on 0800 121 8955, or they can look us up on the internet at getsetforgrowth.com.
Thank you very much.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So let's find out what's happening over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
The 7th annual St. Melian Business Show takes place on Wednesday, that's October the 16th. As well as over 50 trade exhibitors, a full interactive seminar programme has also been arranged at the St Millin International Resort. And the following evening, the Greenbank Hotel in Falmouth is the venue for the West Cornwall branch of the FSB's AGM. As well as discussing FSB matters, there will also be a special seminar on access to finance, featuring presentations from Francis Clark and the Cornwall and Isles of Scilly LEP. Members and non-members are welcome to attend. As usual, full details of these events on our website, businesscornwall.co.uk.
You can find out what's happening over this week, coming on the next 7 days in 7 days' time.
7 days. With Business Cornwall.